Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, well, I don't know if the bad moon's rising. It's just
it's there.
Up in the sky. It's just there.
What okay? are you eating for breakfast?
I had spaghetti and meatballs.
As one does.
As one does when they absolutely don't want to hear criticism of their eating habits on a day. I want to criticize. Listen. This one hurts. Now it's not over.
It's all just right. messed up,
it's
man.
It's not over.
It's messed
up. Not over. What?
You're just, what? You're messed up. You're,
I don't care today, Joe. Up. Eat whatever the hell you want today. That's
look,
where I'm at.
I don't care either.
Normally I jump, you
you're
know what?
Up.
I don't care. I only have ire for the Phillies
it's so
today.
Bad.
It's just spaghetti
strange.
And meatballs.
It's strange
you know what?
To
no,
smell
it's fine.
Spaghetti
yeah, there's nothing
that
you could do wrong to get through this morning today.
Well,
you know what?
Do you agree that it's strange to smell that, Devin?
I don't care about the food. I do have a question for Joe. So
what?
So listeners can't see, Joe is wearing his full Phillies uniform.
Yep.
You wore it yesterday.
Not the Indeed. Gloves, though.
Well, did you wear it over me. The weekend?
No.
So do we think that the uniform might need to go
There's
for
consideration. For tonight, no. I ride
tonight,
it out one more time.
We're keeping it one more time?
Okay. If they lose, like, it's over. It's done. If they lose this year, it's done. I never want to see you in that thing ever again as long as I live.
I believe
I
you should start taking a piece off at a time during the show.
Oh, I like that. Like Major League.
Like strip poker.
Yeah.
Until there's nothing left because that thing's worthless when it comes to helping
the team. Was that Magic Mike? Was that the movie?
Well, I was thinking of Major League when they pulled the piece. Pieces off that, you know.
Yeah, Joe Devin, just went straight to male strippers. There.
you guys don't know what I do on a Saturday night.
Magic Joe.
Yeah. So, Devin, were you suggesting that I should not wear it tonight?
Yeah, because it's
I'm kind
bad
of weather.
Luck. Okay. They
well,
lost horribly.
I'll
yesterday.
Think about it. I'll think about it. All right.
But now, they won the day before.
But he
they
didn't
have
wear
not
it.
Won
but
the World Series while he's been wearing it.
Yeah.
Period.
I didn't, yeah. All right. Now. AMA, we
hey,
typically...
Hold on. We need to make this change then, Joe. Well, we're sitting here preaching. Topper needs to make these moves immediately. Last night, he left Nola in too long. Last night, he left Alvarado in too long.
He did.
And here we
he
sit.
Did. He did.
You're wearing this uniform faultily.
Right.
Like, we don't
good point.
Think
the uniform's on too long. We need a bullpen change.
I am going...
Yes.
I am writing it down for the 8 o'clock hour. Wear uniform, ? It's on the table to be considered. Okay? That's where I'm at.
Writing it down.
Now.
This is
good,
now.
Good thing you wrote it down.
It's also... It's,
you're like Rob Thompson. You can't make a decision on pulling the trigger.
Here's a decision I'm making. We're moving on right now. AMA typically, but not today. John Ritchie, when we do AMA.
Ask Me Anything is brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, not a traditional AMA today. No questions from social media because we're keeping the focus really tight on the Phils, obviously. Now, James, I have one question for you, AMA-ish.
Okay.
And then right to the phones. If the Phillies lose tonight... What is Dave Dombrowski's reaction as it relates to the 2025 Philly season?
I think there'll be changes.
And they will be which type of changes?
To the offense. I think they have to change this group.
Marsh?
Like, sure. I don't know specifically whether it's Bo, Marsh. I just think they have to get guys in here who can hit the baseball, who aren't going to go ice cold all the time. Like guys who prioritize putting the ball in play over... swinging
right,
for the fences.
Let me throw one more on
Luis
the table.
One
yeah, like a little, trade
guy.
The entire team for Luis Arraez.
One more. I'm just going to pose it.
Sure.
I don't think it should be, but I'm going to pose the question.
Yes.
Should Rob Thompson's job be on the line tonight?
I wouldn't fire Rob Thompson after this. I think I don't think Rob's had a great series, but I blame the players way more. And I blame Dave Dombrowski. More than I blame Rob Thompson.
The Austin Hayes
thing? Yeah, I said it. You know how upset I was at the trade deadline. I thought that was a unbelievably weak move for the quote-unquote, at the time, certainly the best team in baseball. When you needed a bat, we all knew it. We all knew it. And that's what you did. Like, I think Dave Dombrowski really dropped the ball.
Yeah, here was the problem with the outfield. At that time, you had about a half an outfielder. You had sort of Castellanos. You had Marsh kind of against righties. Maybe that's one outfielder out of three. Half of Casty and half of Marsh. Now it's basically turned into you have one outfielder. It's only Casty. Marsh stinks. Rojas stinks. Hayes stinks. And the backups are backups.
And, oh, by the way, Whit Merrifield, we don't even talk about it.
No.
Big time miss. If Whit Merrifield were what he was supposed to be, we might have ever been in this situation.
You're right. All right. Phones. Reaction to last night. Look ahead to tonight. Look, the 2025 thing is obviously something we'll do next week if, God forbid, we're in that spot, the season's over. But for now, your reaction to last night, again, pretty much every sector of the team let him down. Nola, starting pitcher. Star hitters. Complimentary hitters. Bullpen. All four sectors let him down last night. Defense also to an extent because the Sosa play really hurt, and there's a chance you get a double play there. You don't. That hurt. Sosa's defense has been bad. And then obviously a lot looking ahead to the night. Who should start at second, third, center field, left field, starting pitcher? All of it on the table. Tom in Abington. Tom, good morning. Tommy?
Yo, gang. Sorry, I was finishing up my sirloin steak and potatoes there.
No problem.
Appropriate breakfast fare, just like Joe DeCamera.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. So you guys were discussing who should start tonight, who should pitch, how they should handle that. Rhea's right. The answer is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Game one showed us that. If we're not going to hit, it doesn't matter who's out there pitching.
Well, it does. Let's start with that. But I get your
your
point.
I do need a pitcher.
But you know, let's put it this way: if you only score two runs, who gives you the best chance to win 3-2? If you only score one run, who gives you the best chance to win 2-1?
Two runs. I mean, game one showed us that. I mean, Zach Wheeler pitched a gem, and they
look, Tom,
won.
I'm as frustrated as you. Okay, we're all in the same boat right now. Every single one of us is frustrated.
It all matters. Point. You can't just say, "Well, the pitching doesn't matter because they don't hit." Like they have to do both.
Well, here's my biggest concern. My biggest concern is 5 years from now, we take a look back and we see 2022 as the year where we blew it. If both teams, the Phillies and the Eagles, because I don't see either of these teams getting back.
Well, yeah, I think there's – look, the Phillies still have a shot. I think the Eagles are a long way to go. A long way to go. Yeah. All right, Tom. Yeah. I got you, man. Appreciate it. Let's listen to Bryce Harper. He talked after the game. 2-1 hole, game four today. Here's his mindset last night.
Do you guys have to remind yourselves that the narrative can change quick this time of year? If you win tomorrow, you're back home with Wheeler on the mound for game five.
Yeah, we just got to win tomorrow. You know, we don't want to look ahead or do any of that. It's a really good team over there. Quintana's had a great year. So just got to win tomorrow.
I mean, that's clear.
Yep. That's how you boil it down. I think it's that simple.
All right,
you know,
so
like Topper said to the number of games, you know, how many games we got,
yeah,
how many
10,
games, how
right?
many games the countdown, you know, this is much simpler than that. This is go win, and then this postseason can get started.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, more reaction post-game last night, what was said by some of the principals, including Bryce, Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos, Kyle Schwarber, and more. We'll do the Bat of the Bone Award. 8 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to, on Friday, win tickets to the Eagles' upcoming game, of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. So we'll give you a clue at 8 o'clock. But look, it's heavy on the Phils. It's heaviest. It's almost entirely on the Phils today because of this series and what's going on and the possibility of the whole freaking thing being done tonight.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.